I'm going to be reading some verses of Scripture from the book of John, chapter 6. I'll read verses 64, 70, and 71. This conversation that Jesus is having here with his disciples takes place after he had preached in the synagogue in Capernaum. And he told the people, "Except you eat of my body and drink of my blood, you can have nothing to do with me." And the crowds began to fade away. And he turned to his disciples and said, in verse 64, "There are some of you that believe not." For Christ knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And verse 70, Jesus said, "Have I not chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. May I pause right here for a few moments and turn your attention back to Psalms number 55. The psalmist said, "My heart is sore pain within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. For it was not an enemy that reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was you, a man mine equal, my guide and my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked into the house of God in company. The words of your mouth was smoother than butter, but war was in your heart. Your words were softer than oil, but they were drawn swords." I remember the first time I read Psalms 55. It broke my heart. And then I see here in John chapter 6, where Jesus said, "I have chosen you 12, and one of you is going to betray me." What a sad story. If I was going to title this lesson, it would be "A Traitor Amongst the 12. The dark story of Judas is one of the most tragic and mysterious records in Scripture, with features that we cannot explain. Judas was always placed last in the list of the 12. He became the best known of them because of his infamy. Jesus said of him, "The most terrible thing that could be said about any person. It had been good," Jesus says, "for that man if he had never been born." And for almost 2,000 years, the world has repeated that phrase a number of times. Judas Iscariot and Pontius Pilate are grouped together as objects of the world's scorn and as evil men who have won for themselves everlasting shame. Of course, the name Judas carries a heavier load of guilt than that of the Roman governor, who actually believed in the innocency of Jesus Christ. All down through the ages, the treachery of Judas has been regarded as the most evil deed that could ever be committed. Children who have heard the story of Judas read to them shudder at the thought of his crime. His name has become a byword for betrayal and treachery. No good mother would ever name her son Judas, nor would she name her daughter Jezebel. There are 40 verses in the New Testament in which there is a reference to the betrayal of our Lord. And as we read the Gospels, it would seem that the rest of the apostles were unaware of what Judas was up to until the very last. The thought of treachery from Judas never entered their minds until the dark deed was done. But after the sellout, they understood that the evil act of Judas had been premeditated and deliberate. The rest of the 12 that Jesus selected, in spite of their failings, were covered with a glory not their own. But for Judas, by such a diabolical deed, he expelled himself from the ranks of the glorious company of the apostles, and the place of honor that he might have won was exchanged for a suicidal grave.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.